as far as the question of why we don't hear rabbis talking about the littering problem, so a rabbi has to choose among many things to discuss. He has to discuss parents giving affection to their kids. He has to discuss parents being involved with their kids' chinuch. He has to discuss people paying the schools what they owe them. He has to discuss people not cheating one another. He has to discuss people not cheating on taxes. There are many issues that a rabbi has to discuss. This is one of them. But this is really a part of a more general chinuch issue, which is the question of what responsibility do I have to the general community? And this is one of the things that Rabbi Wein once wrote, that the Jews of Chutz La'aretz can really teach the Jews of Israel. That in Chutz La'aretz, we're accustomed to a society where I have to take responsibility for things to work. And in Israel, for some reason, the religious community has developed an attitude that the government has to ensure that things work for me. So if I have a school system in Chutz La'aretz, we pay for that school system. We have very high tuition, and we have to make that school system work. In Israel, we look at the government and say, you cover our school system. You give us funds to run this school. I pay taxes, so you must give me money for the schools. I'm not used to that. In Chutz La'aretz, that's not the way it works. In Chutz La'aretz, you pay taxes, and you don't get medical insurance like here. And here the attitude is, I'm paying my taxes. Well, I'm not paying my taxes, but you government, you have to give me good medical insurance. How come I don't get A, B, and C? It's a totally different attitude. And it's an attitude that has its problems. So if my attitude is I throw down the garbage and the government has to collect it, there's this collective concept of the government. It's not my responsibility. There are garbage collectors for that. So then it is also reflected in my throwing the garbage on the floor. The fact that it happens to be your yard and not the main street, that's a different issue. Maybe I wouldn't have done it if I realized it was your yard. It's like the guy, a Rosh Yeshiva once said, he saw a guy learning in a yeshiva, in a Gemara, and tearing the pages as he's learning from it. So he said, excuse me, you're tearing the pages. So the guy says, don't worry, it's the yeshiva's Gemara. What is that attitude? What does that mean? So unfortunately, there has developed this attitude that the government's paying, don't worry about it. And that's a wrong attitude. That's a wrong attitude, which hopefully we who are not accustomed to that attitude, when you come from Chutz La'aretz, you just don't grow up with that attitude. So then hopefully we will be able to affect, to have our effect on the Jews here who do have that attitude. Not everyone has that attitude, but you're right, it is a problem. I don't know that the rabbis can really address the problem because the problem is very deep. What you're seeing is an outgrowth. The source of the problem is an attitude. It's the attitude towards the government. It's also a general attitude that all of Western society suffers from, which is, let me do what I want. That's the general Western attitude. I do what I want because all I care about is I. So if for me to throw out my garbage means to hold on to that wrapper for 10 seconds till I find the garbage pail, well, that's not something I'm going to do because I don't want to hold on to that wrapper for 10 seconds. So that's at the root we have a problem. The fact that people drop their garbage on the floor and don't bother looking for a garbage pail is an outgrowth of I think these two problems at the root.